Right. Hi, everyone. And I am Dario. Thanks for staying until now, until the very last session of the day, at least in this dev room, and coming, seeing this talk about maximizing the performance of virtual machine, or rather of workloads running inside virtual machines, which oftentimes is simplified as, I mean, I do the vCPU pinning and then I'm done. I'm not high. Well, it's not false. That's the bulk of it, actually, but there are a couple of more things, at least in my opinion. And let's start having a very quick look at this class of processors, of CPUs, which are the CPUs from AMD, the so-called EPYC or EPYC 2, because it's the second generation of this architecture family, 7002 series, which are multi-chip modules composed of 9 dies. That's how they call it, these things. One of these dies is dedicated to I/O and off-chip communications. In every socket, I mean, there are 9 of these dies in every socket, and one is dedicated to I/O, it's the I/O die, and the other 8 ones are the actual compute dies. Then there is the concept of core complex, CCX, which is basically a set, a combination of 4 cores, which also means 8 threads, because these processors have hyper-threading. And we will look into this a little bit in more detail later. Each core complex has its own L1 to L3 cache hierarchy. But yeah, we will see about this later. Let's also introduce the concept of core complex die, or CCD, which is basically 2 CCXs. And so 8 cores, 16 threads. Each CCD, this is the important part, this is the important thing about CCDs, each CCD has a dedicated Infinity Fabric, it's the name of the technology, link to the I/O die. Right, and so these are processors that can have up to 64 cores, which means 128 threads, and you can have them in a 2-socket arrangement. So, yeah. And each socket has 8 memory channels for toward the memory. So yeah, these are links if you download the slides and navigate them to fetch more information, but you can easily find a lot more information on Google. So I said that this talk is going to be about tuning, virtualization, and workload running, some workload at least running inside virtual machines. I will say a few things, most of which are going to be general enough, but we will use a case study throughout the talk. And so I will speak about this effort, this work that we did together as SUSE with AMD as a partner on coming up with a set of tuning advice for optimizing the performance of one of our SUSE products, SUSE Linux Enterprise Server 15SP1, which is pretty much the same as OpenSUSE Leap 15.1, on this class of AMD processors. So I will use this as a case study. That's important to say and to remember. Right, so this is another way to look at that, a one specific instance of the series of processors that I introduced before, the 7742, whatever. It's a big one. It's one of